Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call. John April speaking your call, and I'll be standing by for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Great, thanks. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Johnny Yuan, and I'm the Finance Director and Company Secretary of IRC. I would like to welcome all of you to our company's conference call for the trading update of the first quarter of 2024. Apart from me, with us today are our CEO, Mr. Dennis Cherniakakos, and our CFO, Daniella Cordiola. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides for use in this call have been uploaded, and you can download them from our website at www.ircgroup.com.hk. 各位好，我是浙江银行财务总管，为公司秘书袁兆章。欢迎出席今日我们公司举行的第2024年第一季度营运资料报告的电话会议。今日公司出席的代表包括我们的掌舵人，我们的首席财务官 Dennis Cherniakakos先生，和我们的首席财务官 Daniella Cordiola先生。在出席嘉宾暂时会议视为聆听的模式，管理层正式报告完毕之后，我们会设有答问的时间，欢迎大家使用英文、国语或者广东话发问。另外提醒大家，这个会议是一场录音的，而会议使用的公告和演讲稿已经上载在本公司的网站www.ircgroup.com.hk，欢迎大家下载。现在有请我们的首席财务官 Dennis Cherniakakos先生为我们主持会议。It's now my pleasure to turn the call to our CEO. Dennis, can you please begin?
Thank you very much, Johnny. Good afternoon, good morning, dear shareholders, dear investors. Let me tell a few words about results of quarter one, 2024. You have our presentation, so I will start from the page number 5 with the quarter first, 2024 highlights. First of all, so I need to say that regarding the Chemgas Sudara, so 8.2% decrease in production volume over the previous quarter, as issues with ore quality and mining conditions at the depleting Chemgas mine continued to hamper production. And by this, sales volume decreased by 10.4% over the quarter four, 2023, in line with the decrease in production volume. And also continuous preparation of the Sudara deposit with the aim starting of the mining operation in the third quarter of 2024. It is in line, so with our previous report. So, cash balance reduced to $49.8 million, and net debt increased accordingly to $13.4 million, mainly due to the timing of cash flows and working capital movement. Average +65% iron ore index decreased by 1.4 over the quarter four, 2023, to $136 per ton. And Russian ruble slightly appreciated by 2.4% in first quarter to an average 91 ruble per $1. Mandatory unconditional cash offer launched by Axioma Capital was completed in February 22, 2024. Axioma now holds 56.76% of IRC totally. So please, move to the page number 7. Some additional information about the Chemgas Sudara operations. So as you see, mining has decreased slightly, drilling increased, and also rock mass moved also decreased. because of the situation as a whole. Poor ore quality at the depleting Kinkam mine has led to decreased output efficiency and profitability this year. Sutara's higher quality ore will enable Kinkam and Sutara to extend its mine life for more than 30 years and increase the production rate. So, Kinkam Sutara plant is now using low quality ore stockpiles to make up for lower run of mine ore feed. As such, despite a 26.4 drop in mine volume, ore fed to the primary processing plant decreased by only 9.7%. Continuous preparation of Sutara deposit with the aim of starting the mining operation is a quality asset, as I already told. And now I want to pass the word to our CFO, Danilo Kotlyarov, to tell a few words about the financials. Danilo, please.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I can provide a quick comment about the state of the liquidity at the end of Q1. If you look at slide number 9, so the main movement of the cash between the quarters is the decrease of roughly like 6 million. It's actually 6.8 million. So out of this, we have roughly break even in terms of operation and also investment cash flow, what means that cash that we have been earning on our operation activities we spent on development of Sutara project, and we've been also spending on repayment of the interest and principal of the loan. As a result, our cash at the end of the quarter was roughly $50 million, and we have also the increase of the net like that in line with this. In terms of the repayment schedule of the loan, we are repaying the loan as planned. This year, we have a scheduled repayment which is in line with the previous year, and it's no news about this. On the next slide, I can give you a slight update about the progress of Sutara project. So, if you been looking out at our previous update, in terms of the capital expenditures on Sutara, it's roughly $4 million over the quarter, which is slightly lower than we expected. So we've been aiming on commissioning the Sutara mine at the beginning. In the mid of this year, so at this moment of time, we are expecting it will be in H2 of this year. We're expecting a little bit of delay in terms of the commission of crushing screen plant in Sutara, but at this moment of time, we are still aiming to begin the mining works on Sutara mine mid of this year, and it's kind of even in the absence of the operating crushing screen plant, we are planning. So we have plans to use the truck and transport the ore into Kinkam processing plant and begin to process the Sutara ore in the middle of this year as was planned initially. Although in any case the amount of the capital or the capital expenditure we are planning to incur until the end of the year is quite significant, and we are relying on the accumulated cash we have on our balance at the moment. So I think that's all I can update you at this moment of time. Like, more updates will be mid of the year when we publish our interim accounts, and I can pass over to Dennis again.
Thank you so much, Daniela. So, few words about the results of the mandatory cash offer. Right now, so please, on the page 12. As I already said, the mandatory cash offer successfully completed, and Axioma now holds 56.76% of IRC. So, pursuant to the takeover code in Hong Kong, Axioma launched a mandatory cash offer of 0.118 Hong Kong dollars per share to all other shareholders of IRC on February 22nd. The offer was completed with 26.15% shareholders accepting the offer. And also on the slide, you can see so the current situation. And so you can see also the MIC Invest, the holder of the main debt of the Axioma, also sold its shares to Axioma. And right now, so other public shareholders is 43.24% of total shares. So the corporate information, so in the board exists like it is on the next slide. And so that's it for our quick quarter first 2024 year update. So please let's go to the question. Johnny, please.
Yes, operator, I think please go to the Q&A session.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now poll for questions. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Thank you. Our first question comes from Mr. Leung Hei King. Please go ahead. Thank you.
我想問一問關於電工那宗官司有沒有完結的可能? 還有你這個新的礦場 佢個整個機器啊,想唔使嗰啲要嗰啲parts,即係parts,有冇已經有做足咗準備未呢?即係將來個生產上使唔使仲話要唔合規格啊,未人有check到個批,嗰啲叫做乜嘢,批准你個工程建設啊咁樣,將來又有麻煩。你而家你其實你而家你 你個禮拜第三季就已經可以用做個第三個礦場營運的了,你同過你預你係咪真係好肯定個陣時的鐵礦是回復正常呢,你好似就你一季一季差到上個月上個季,50萬噸一季。
哇,你搞搞下差不多差不多冇料到㗎喇,我就嚟,如果第有如果第三個礦場有咩阻滯嘅,即係幾大鑊㗎喎。OK,明白,明白,梁生。好,我首先,我少少等先,第三季其實係,冇錯,即係我哋係個,因為目的係第三季係開始嘅。咁,不如咁,我將你嘅問題翻譯成英文,俾我兩位同事,咁佢去,佢哋去解答你嘅問題,好冇? This question comes from Mr. Leung. So there are three questions altogether. So let me just go through them. The first question is about our issues with CNEC, whether we are concluding that or what's the view on that? What's the progress update on the issues with CNEC? The second question is about Sutara, whether, you know, what's the progress of Sutara and whether there's any certification or approval that we need in order to make sure that it's operational. I mean, Ms. Leung is aware of the fact that, you know, we had a bit of a non-compliance previously, so she wants to make sure that, you know, everything is in order and we've got all the approval needed. And the third question is about, you know, obviously the delay in Sutara. I mean, now that production is decreasing, you know, we dropped by 8% this quarter, and so he's a bit concerned about the timing of the commissioning of Sutara. So there are altogether three questions. So perhaps the first question is about CNEC, so about progress of it. So perhaps you can shed some light.
Okay. Thank you so much. So I will start with the answer to the question. First, the first question, so the situation with our legal dispute. So it is going on. We have provided so all the answers on the answer or on the claim from CNEC. And also we are expecting that the court will consider so our answers, and then the expectation that we will have a legal dispute so in the first half of the next year. It's still going on. So the both parties has claims against each other, but we pretty confident that we have a good position. So the next question, certification and approval for the SUTARA, yes. So according to the Russian legislation, so definitely, so we need to confirm the project itself. So we need to pass a certain level and process of the approval, receiving the permissions and confirm and register so our project so with the certain authorities, and it is going on. So we are on a pretty good way. Definitely, so it takes as expected a little bit longer than it could be. So, but anyway, so it depends on the marks and the questions from the authorities and registration agencies, but anyway, so we are on the right way, and we expected that before quarter third, before official start SUTARA, so everything will be completed. And regarding the progress of SUTARA, so as I already said, so initially, so it was planned that we will start the SUTARA mining so in the third quarter of 2024, so it was announced on a previous quarter update, and so and before that, and we try to be in this schedule. Nevertheless, of all the difficulties, so as we mentioned before, so the weather conditions was bad, so it was a flood and some other problems in the region, but anyway, so we try to be in time.
Understood. Thank you, Dennis. I will translate into Chinese. 梁生, 其實剛才 CEO就答了你的問題, 我就將它轉化成中文。 咁佢就話呢其實關於嗰個電工嗰個case呢 其實呢就 我哋都係繼續同佢做緊嗰啲即係呢啲legal嘅一啲dispute嘅即係大概有啲法律上嘅爭拗嘅咁而家我哋其實我哋已經將我哋要提交嘅claim呢我哋嘅答案啊我哋各方面嘅資料已經提供咗俾個法庭嗰邊㗎啦咁呢而家呢嗰個嗰邊呢就仲裁其實唔係法庭係仲裁仲裁嗰邊呢就喺度研究緊嗰個情況咁呢但係呢件事都幾長時間因為其實呢凡係 涉及到呢啲咁嘅法律仲裁事情呢通常都會比較長嘅咁但係呢就事情呢就仍然係繼續嘅咁繼續啦佢哋又話我哋唔好我哋又claim返佢轉頭咁啦咁就兩方面都喺度有啲咁嘅爭拗啦咁但係其實我哋就睇返我哋提供俾佢啲法庭嘅資料啊嗰啲其實我哋覺得我哋係有一個即係我哋嘅證據幾好嘅幾實在嘅咁所以我哋都有信心 係呢個case我哋可以即係有咗足夠嘅證據嘅咁樣咯咁呢個就第一條問題咁第二條問題呢就係關於嗰個新個礦場嗰個攞得嗰個合規合法嗰啲批文嗰啲啦咁其實係你講得非常之啱其實呢因為礦場開採呢要可以營運呢其實係需要取得相對嘅嗰啲合規合法嗰啲證書嘅 咁其實個過程啊比較繁，亦都比較耐少少嘅，因為其實俄羅斯入邊都幾多嘢搞啦，佢入邊，咁所以都比較慢少少。咁但係咧，其實咧都係我哋亦都係即係嗰個進度都幾良好嘅。咁但係都始終啦，係始終都係要呢個個樽頸位，始終都喺嗰個法規 個部門裏邊幾時批啲批文出去啦咁樣。咁但係我哋都有取得個即係嗰個進展都頗係即係合格合理嘅，我哋覺得。咁我哋有信心咧，就喺即係嗰個新嘅礦場 Sutara 開業嘅時候咧，其實當時當到到嗰時候咧，嗰啲批文就應該要攞得㗎啦。咁嘅。咁而第三個咧就是、關於嗰個新礦場嗰個延遲啦。咁你都講得啱，其實真係咧係有少少延遲嘅。咁但係其實有好多唔同嘅問題啦，包括譬如上年你都知啦，啲天氣又好差咁啦，咁又有各種唔同嘅即係情況啦。咁但係其實都係即係好不幸，但係都我哋都好努力咁去處理緊。咁其實你都見到，其實我哋都嗰、那個使 Sutara 嗰個資本開支其實不斷咁增加啦，亦都即係證明我哋一定都一直都做緊工作嘅。咁所以咧，其實都希望我哋盡快可以完成咯。梁生，係基本上係咁嘅答案。
O K 啊，咁即係仲係等，而家即係都係等。是
都係等啦，因為其實即係幾方面進行啦。我哋話齋，我哋之前所講嗰、那個批文要時間啦。但係其實嗰個
想問一問啦，而家你而家公司嘅財務方面咧，而家就係冇借錢一方面係得一條途徑嘅啫。如果你一話斷水，你又要揾即係有冇話去多方面喺金融嗰方面喺銀行嗰方面？找到第三方或者其他方有即係揾啲嘢當下，唔好話即係話冇水嗰時候就話要批股，咁你聽明我意思啊？即係個
發
資嘅渠道冇咁緊啊嘛。
明白。
係 OK。哦，因為你突然間話天氣唔好，又冇嘢出，你個財務就好緊水嘅咯喎。而家你嘅礦你話唔俾你做嘢，或者礦價跌到突然間$100留下，咁又話唔做嘢咯，唔做嘢，咁你哋嘅公司要營運噶嘛？你可唔可以捱得過嗰三幾個月頭，或者一兩年嘅逆境咧？咁嘅 ，OK。
明白。好，梁生，我將你個問題轉達先。Mr. Leung has further questions about the generally the liquidity of the company. You know, obviously, you know, we only have one loan from MIC.And he would like to know whether we have any other facilities available. In case, I mean, obviously, you know, we mentioned about weather, we mentioned about, you know, Kim Khan, not, you know, providing good ore. We mentioned about, you know, the need to support the CapEx. And he would like to know whether we have any other backup plan in case, for example, iron ore price falls to a certain degree.Where we have to stop production, then we won't be able to service the debt. Do we have any other facilities? If not, then that, you know, you might need to raise issue shares, which is, you know, something which nobody would like to see because of the fact that, you know, you will be further diluted in the shares. So that's the question from Mr. Leung, whether we have any other backup plan in case things turn south.
Yes, understood. Let me answer this. I believe Mr. Leung is quite right. So, and we are worried about this as well. So, in a situation with when the price of the iron ore is like changing like dramatically, there's a great uncertainty about the development of the Chinese economy and about the prospects of the iron ore prices. Some people are even telling us that the prices of iron ore might like drop below $80 a ton.We are definitely worried about this and worried about our liquidity. In answering the question of Mr. Leung about whether we have any other loans available, at this moment of time we don't have. We are in the process of a certain period of time of discussing the revolver credit lines with one of the two Russian banks. And we hope that we will eventually obtain the credit line within like next like, few months. But the main problem with this is that the interest rate with Russian banks is very very big, very high, and so we are talking about big double digits.And so in parallel, we are discussing we are discussing also with Chinese banks the kind of trade lines. We are discussing pre-export financing lines, but as you know, compliance with the Chinese banks, especially with the business which are dealing with Russian originated commodities, is very, very difficult. And up to now, we've been unsuccessful with this, but we are still working. And I can just mention that we have, we just met with one of the banks this morning. Yes, and so we kind of share the worries of Mr. Long, and that's why we are keeping like the reserves of the cash, reserve our liquidity on the balance of the company, with the interest rates on deposits. This money are not like sitting idle; they are earning a little bit of the interest income, but. It's one of the reasons that why we are not repaying the MIC loan, because we are very well aware about the potential like risks if we are running out of the cash. And yes, and also I can mention that if the company would like to be more cost efficient, it might need additional capital expenditures in terms of the plant upgrades and potentially the upgrading of the fleet of the mining equipment, and these are quite significant capital expenditures. So he's quite right.
Ah,梁生，好，咁就其實我哋啱啱我就將佢個答案翻譯啦。咁其實咧，係啊，你講得啱啊。其實咧，我哋而家就得一個貸款啫，咁就MIC入邊嘅貸款。 咁我哋咧就冇其他嘅銀行嘅，即係啲 line 嘅，即係嗰啲貸款嗰啲準備金嗰啲嘅。咁咧其實都你講得好啱，因為其實我哋就係得一個 product 啦，咁對即係個產品啦，咁所以其實我哋都擔心咧個折價嘅波動咧係對於我哋嗰個營運係有影響嘅，尤其是你知內地嗰個經濟咧都即係好飄忽不定嘅，咁所以咧我哋都對呢件事咧都有啲擔心。 咁其實我哋咧都有去嘗試去攞其他嘅嗰啲額度啊，或者 line 嘅，咁但係就事情就唔係咁容易，因為就同埋嗰個佢哋就算俾一條 line 你咧，嗰個利率都好高，咁所以咧就事情就唔係咁容易辦。咁其實我哋不論喺俄羅斯同埋內地嘅銀行咧，都嘗試緊去睇下可唔可以攞到呢啲咁嘅銀行嘅額度咁樣嘅。 咁但係暫時就未，即係都仲進行緊，咁就未有咩可以公佈住。咁亦都正如你所講啦，因為即係要好天斬埋落雨柴啦。咁所以咧，其實我哋咧，而家都將嗰啲現金咧，就即係盡量去做啲定期存款啊啲咁啦，咁啊賺啲利息啦。咁但係我亦都唔敢話去提早去還 MIC 嘅 loan 咯，因為即係始終要保住啲現金喺個銀行度就穩陣啲咁樣嘅，同埋亦都。 有時我哋都要考慮翻，到底我哋有冇需要去個廠房度可以提升下產能咧？又或者譬如話，我哋之前都提過啦，我哋可唔可以有自己嘅即係開採嘅隊伍咧？因為而家你都知道我哋嘅開採嗰嘅 mining team 咧，其實係我哋請人哋幫我哋做開採嘅。咁其實佢哋都嗰啲嘅開採隊伍都唔係做得好。咁我哋成日都想話可唔可以？ 自己去買啲即係 mining 嗰啲器材去做咧，咁樣咁就唔使俾人哋揸頸就命啦，咁樣咁其實我哋都一定考慮呢件事。咁正正係咁原因咧，所以我哋其實而家都係坐咗一個一啲現金喺度咁樣去以備不時之需。仲
有一樣嘢啊，我 sorry 嗰啲礦以礦啊，即係你把啲曳嘅礦存貨咧燒咗佢啦。 將來你嘅礦新嘅礦場開採，你係咪都要留俾一啲預備礦喺度開多咗？但係咧就生產多咗個礦，但係就個產賣出咧就係即係點講啊？成劑成品係比較少咗，但係開個資金係亦需要大咗，即係你係長期要留住啲即係預備天氣冇開唔到礦啊，即係工廠都要開工㗎嘛。 你又要原料，個原料嗰度即係預備咗，係咪即係開頭新工場開咧？ 你都要預備嗰，即係要留嗰啲礦咧，變咗無形中啊，將資本開始大咗。你未來都係喺頭嗰兩季咧，即係就算新嘅礦場營運啊，頭嗰兩個一兩季嘅利潤都係會差咧。我想問問會唔會咁樣咧？即係嗰個數據問題啊？
即係你先係話喺當我就算嗰個新礦場開嘅時候，頭嗰段時間嗰個營運數據，
你開即係開咗有十噸礦咁樣，但係你只係拎去廠嗰度做，用五噸原料啊，十噸原料啊，即係完整就要保留五噸即係預備天氣唔好啊，冇得就原嚟即係你而家你用曬啲舊嗰啲噶嘛，你係咪啊？即係你因為有譬如有幾有十萬，
唔係，呢個我澄清下。其實咧，我哋講話舊嗰、那個存貨咧，其實係講緊我哋以前咧嗰啲 Kim Kang 礦場裏邊開採嘅時候咧，其實會有啲礦咧個質素係好低的，咁佢又未至到可以未至到話要抌，但係咧就比較差，咁我哋就平埋一邊先。咁咧因為我當時嗰個工廠嗰個產能咧，那個工廠設備咧就不能夠開採一啲咁差嘅礦。咁但係其實喺舊年我哋就即係都知道Kim Kang 個礦咧嗰個生產出嚟啲質地都唔好掂嘅，咁所以我哋就將個廠其實有啲 upgrade。咁就令到佢呢啲我哋以前覺得冇乜用、廢廢地嘅存貨咧，都可以用翻咁樣嘅。其實係咁嘅原因。我諗有少誤會，即係其實呢件係好事嚟，因為其實之前嗰啲咧擺埋一邊，其實好難用嘅。之前嗰啲唯有溝嘅，我哋係攞
即
係
就嗰啲礦冇，即係冇用，即係冇價值嘅。
又冇價值，不過佢含鐵量比較低嚇。咁即係抌落去都生產都冇乜著數。咁唯有我哋點咧？我之前就要溝好多啦，即係用好少啲渣礦，就用啲好靚礦去溝咁樣，咁啊溝嚟都好過冇啊，可以起碼溝嚟都可以用到啊，可以提煉出嚟咁啊咁樣。咁但係而家好啲啦，而家唔使溝咁多啦，即係而家可以用溝多啲渣嘅礦嚟到都可以生產到啦，就係咁嘅原因啫。其實我哋提到話我哋可以用個存貨嚟做咧，其實係咁嘅原因，即係解釋翻清楚，其實唔係話我哋用咗存貨，而係話啲存貨其實以前咧係一啲比較低品質嘅礦嚟嘅。開採出嚟咁都唔好抌咗佢啦，擺埋一邊，慢慢用啦。但係而家唔使慢慢用啦，可以用得快啲咁樣咯。
OK， 係
啦。
OK， 多謝多謝。
Soft power spring， I mean， yeah， you can use the old soft power while their cost is very low， but we are able to utilize those low quality soft powers because they are greater plan and the procedure， so I bring this to the level。係梁生係咁啫，其實就係咁樣，其實所以就其實好事嚟嘅，因為係可以。即係喂，啲以前啲舊舊啲廢廢啲嘢我都用埋啊嘛，咁所以其實係好事。
將唔係啊，將來係咪即係做開礦咧？譬如你開礦一路都要開嘅，但係天氣唔好啦，突然間就開唔到啦。咁你但係個廠一樣要營運嘅，你係不嬲都有啲存貨喺度俾佢運作嘅。你唔開天氣唔好，唔開廠開礦啫，但係個廠又冇停啊嘛。係咪咁樣講意思啊？咩問題有原料？
咁我就再將個問題又轉述啦，好嘛？我明你講乜嘅？係啊 ，so the next question is just to be more specific. All right, so now that you are utilizing so old stockpiles, all right, so when September comes into operation, so will you be needing to replenish those stockpiles level to a reasonable level such that in some bad days?If the weather is bad, your mining contractors are in default, you will still be able to utilize those old stockpiles in those really bad days to maintain your production level in a reasonable level after the tower comes into play.
Yes, I think the level of the stockpiles that we currently, that we have currently at the beginning of the year.The total volumes of the stockpile, like normal, like of the ore which we can ordinary process, was roughly 2.5 million. Was like 2.5 million tons, which is roughly one quarter of the capacity of the processing plant. So we normally would be stockpiling like less volumes, but Mr. Nguyen, quite right. We definitely will accumulate a certain volumes of the ore stockpiles because the ore that we process, it requires averaging. We have the stockpiles in any case, so it's not all the ore that we are mining. It directly goes to the processing plant. Normally, it goes to the stockpiles, it averages, and then it goes to the processing plant. So he's quite right. We will, as soon as we normalize and increase the capacity of Satara, we will accumulate the volumes of the stockpiles. Maybe not like to this amount, because it's quite significant, like freezing of the working capital, which we need, but it definitely will, yes, my guess.
Yeah.
It shall be at least 1 million tons.
Yeah, it becomes a normal,
yes,
normal stockpile,
yes,
normal stock level,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
阿林生，我又可以解釋一下啦。咁其實係冇錯，你講得啱啊。其實到礦場開嘅時候咧，咁我哋都要真係要有啲存貨喺度做個準備嘅。咁但係就而家就真係比較多，因為而家我哋除咗正常嘅存貨之外咧，亦都有啲即係我之前都話係啲質素比較差嘅礦喺度，就堆埋一齊，即係唔係堆埋一齊，即係有準備好做個存貨咁嘅。咁但係其實咧，到Sutara開業嘅時候咧。在一個正常的模式來說，其實都是要保存一些的存貨，因為正如你所說，即有時候有些不好的日子，我們都可以用一些存貨去做的，沒錯，我們會保存一個正常的存貨 的水平的，但是就這個是一個正常的運作，我們其實正常都是這樣做的，即是 even 在很多年前，我們一向都要保存一些一定的存貨去準備生產這樣的。
那些是原料呢，那些生產那些錢啊，是不是要扣住，不是要多筆儲備金在那裡，即是大約是要多少錢，知不知道？即是我所即是譬如你說要1000萬的美金，500萬的美金，即是那個量啊，
哦，明白，
預備的存貨是要損耗要多少錢啊， OK，
yeah.
你明白我意思啊？
明白明白，即係要到底為咗存幾多錢啫？即係個存貨值幾多錢先至覺得滿意先，我咁意思啊？即係你存
冇錯，因為你個存貨就係有個值噶嘛。你存要需要即係存到幾多錢？咁公司嚟講，咁息點我點樣解釋俾你聽咧？即係都係一個營運成本嚟嘅。
Okay. 但我都唔係太明白 ，sorry， 你講多清楚少少，係
唔係好明白？因為嗱，你存貨啊，要一堆存貨，存10萬噸，同存5萬噸，咁幾多為之足夠咧？你以前嗰啲存貨就係因為你唔要嗰陣時，即係冇乜用嘅啲，又用啲靚先啦咁樣。又而家迫於無奈就係即係冇乜唔夠料就加，又用咗啲曳嘢啊嘛。咁而家將來你啲冇啦，咁就用咗啲曳嘢，你都要存貨噶嘛，將來要積聚噶嘛。
明白，明
白。大約幾多錢到咧？即係你整個礦場都要5000萬啦，係咪先？咁你積聚嘅存貨要幾多錢咧？
明白。So Mr. Leung saying that right. So now that we mentioned that we need to, obviously, you know, it's very normal that we need to put a certain level of stockpile in our balance sheet. It's a lot more operation. So what's roughly the amount of stockpile in monetary term that we need to maintain where we believe that it's a very comfortable level? I think it's a very difficult question because, you know, things goes up and down.
I can roughly give an estimate, very roughly. So just on the basis of the previous historical number, 1 ton of the ore in stockpile is roughly $10. So if you're keeping at least 1 million tons, it's $10 million.
Mm.
At the beginning of the year, we have like more than 2 million tons. It's more than 20 million. So it's quite significant working capital investment.
Okay. 咁就好難講，其實因為咧，即係數字會升跌啦。其實生產嘅時候都有時攞出嚟啦，用啦，有時都會添加翻落去啦，咁就好難計。咁但係佢話基本上咧，大概如果你用一噸係等於$10計啦，咁佢話大概就10噸，咁就要$10 million，$100 million就$10 million美金咁樣。咁佢話呢個係我哋以前嘅歷史性數據咧，去顯示出嚟嘅。 咁但係而家呢一刻咧，嗰、那個存貨比較多，因為正如我講有啲舊嘅存貨未用啦，咁所以而家嗰個存貨係比較多嘅。咁但係正如我哋之前都解釋啦，我哋而家都慢慢用緊呢啲舊嘅存貨，就可以令到嗰、那個營運資金咧係可以更加靈活啲。
舊嘅存貨而家多，仲有好多咩？你已經有啲聽聞講呢幾季用咗好多舊貨存貨啦，係嘛？
繼續用緊㗎，繼續用緊㗎，所以就因為咁嘅原因，所以我哋仲可以喺嗰個 mining contractor 生產得唔好嘅時候咧，我哋都仲可以有咁嘅生產能，就是、因為我哋喺個啲存貨度攞出嚟用。
而家用緊舊嘅存貨，即係點樣？
部分
即係將來，即係而家就唔使開採，就是、用翻啲舊嘅垃圾。
唔係，都要開採，都要開採。不過佢開採得慢啊嘛，咁佢嗰個 contractor 開採得慢，我哋話：，咁你生產你提供嘅礦料唔夠喎，咁我哋唔緊要，我哋喺存貨度攞出嚟用，咁啊。
OK， 好啦好啦。
好啊，喂，唔該曬，劉生。So, very good question from Mr. Long, which we appreciate. Operator, do you have further questions from other audience, please?
No, at the moment, Johnny, once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star 1. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Thank you. Excuse me, Johnny, there seems to be no further question at this point in time. Thank you.
Great, thanks everyone for joining the call. I think it's a very productive call and we appreciate your time. So if you have further questions, you can always contact us at the contact details are on our corporate website at www.ilcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a great day. 因為沒有其他提問了，今天我們的會議就到此結束，咁都好多謝各位嘅參與，同埋亦都問咗啲好好嘅問題。咁我哋如果有任何問題咧，隨時可以再揾我哋嘅。我哋喺個官網度咧，就我哋聯絡嘅方法。個官網就係 www.ilcgroup.com.hk。咁我哋好，今日會議結束，唔該曬。So we end the call here. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you for participation. This concludes the conference. Goodbye.